Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I gotta be honest with you, man. I can't take any more of this slop. I think I'm a pretty patient person, depending upon the sport, you know, Jets. I guess you could probably contest that statement. But I'm generally patient with baseball. I cannot take this anymore. Oh my God. The Yankees and the Mets. See, here's where we're at. The Yanks and the Mets are both now officially bad at more things than they are good at. That's the nutshell. That's the big thumbnail sketch. I will get to the Mets. Yeah, and I'm serious. Mendy, come up with some new material. It's the same stuff, Eric. I mean, wow. Mendoza sounds lost. Get to the Mets in a second. So, the bottom line with the Yankees is they've got one great player and one great pitcher. And when Judge is on and when Fried is on, they basically just conceal so many issues with this team. I mean, the Yankees are, honestly, the core of the Yankees, like fundamentally speaking, it is broken. It's busted. Now, we all have our targets, right? We all have our opinions, and we'll get to the calls, obviously. 888-808-1019. You guys can keep banging on Cashman. Go for it. You guys can keep banging on Boone. Go for it. I am so bored with that. And quite frankly, I think it misses the mark. I'm not wasting my time doing that anymore. I've done it for years with Brian Cashman. How much more can I do on Brian Cashman? I got a different target. And quite frankly, it is the only target at this point. And it is the owner of the New York Yankees. Hal, who either is asleep, incompetent. What in the world is Hal Steinbrenner doing? See, if I owned the Yankees, number one, Cashman would have been fired 5 years ago. But if I owned the Yankees, there would have been a systematic overhaul because you cannot function this way. They are trying, first of all, they're trying to reinvent the wheel like the Rays. And yeah, you know, I hate to break it to the Yankees. The Rays are smart. The Yankees are not. So if I try to do it like that way, it ain't going to work because you're not the Rays. All right. So, but if I own the Yankees, if I own the Yankees, it would be I would take a wrecking ball to basically everybody in the organization. Now, obviously, Cashman is the main one. Brian Cashman was hired in 1986. All right, you know the name Michael Fishman? Michael Fishman is the VP and the assistant GM. He was hired in the mid-2000s. What the hell does this guy do? Tim Nehring, who I remember as a player, Red Sox, whatever, he has been around since, 2007. He's basically like the VP of baseball ops. What does he do? Damon Oppenheimer, who has been in charge of scouting since 2001. I mean, I know what he does. He basically leads the draft board, but does he do it well? Listen, I'm not saying this to, like, just, you know, be that person and, you know, be unnecessarily mean-spirited, but this is where we are. And again, I'm talking today as if I own the Yankees. And if I own the Yankees, I would say, Cash, I would have said this years ago, sit down. So let me get this right, Brian. Our payroll is this, that, whatever. You know, now it's about three, which is third in baseball. So again, how's spending money? But Brian, can you explain to me how, whether it's, you know, Fishman or Nehring or Oppenheimer and obviously you, can you explain to me why, with all the resources I give you, can you please tell me why we never draft and develop a first baseman? Let's just start with that. Well, once we get that answer, and we know the answer, we just don't do it, then let's go to the hot corner, and I need you to explain to me why we never draft and develop a third baseman. And then once we figure that out, I need you to tell me, this is on, and now, again, I'm Hal, and Brian's in front of me. I need you to tell me, Brian, why every year, despite the massive payroll and the off-season additions, you know, in the winter, why you must go out and basically flip over a roster. What did we get, 7 new people this year? Explain that to me. And if you can't explain that to my liking, you are no longer the general manager of the Yankees. See, again, I'm not going to Dominguez in left field. I actually think that was a tough play, but you got to at least get it off the carom. It can't go over your head. Yeah, we can. They can't run the bases. Yeah, I know. I know Volpe's regression at shortstop. I know. Understood. I get it. We know all the problems, myriad issues with the Yankees. I want to know why it is the same garbage every year. Every single season. And that is why, if I own the Yankees, I would basically fire everybody. Somebody's got to say it, man. I mean, like, we keep tap dancing around this. Cashman this, Boone this, the Lanes, and yeah, this, and it is so much deeper. It was so much deeper than a transaction or, you know, a player not hustling or not hitting the cut or not keeping the ball in the infield of the man on third or second. Like, I'm not even talking like the minutia of baseball. I'm not going to waste anybody's time with that. It is the same show year after year after year after year. It's the same problems year after year. It's the same issues. It's the same discussion points. Isn't anybody else just disgusted with this? My goodness gracious, what the hell has happened to the Yankees? What has happened to them? Come on. I don't need to, you know, outspend everybody by $50 million. I don't need to win the World Series, you know, 3 and 4 years or back to back to back or just, I'm not one of those selfish, greedy, petulant Yankee fans. I'm not. But what I'm also not in the business of is watching the same crap every single night and pretending I'm not watching it. I can't do that. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to myself. I love, like, you are listening. This is true. As demented as I was, and maybe still am, you are listening to somebody that used to take his mom's, this is in 1980, whatever, wine cork, light it on fire at the stove, put it on his eye black, go into the refrigerator, grab a wad of lettuce, because I saw Greg, hey, nice to see Nettles back at the old timers day, that was great, all right, grab a wad of lettuce and put it in my cheek because I saw my heroes doing it. And then at 7:30 in the morning, be on the piping hot asphalt of Brooklyn getting ready to play tennis ball, wiffle ball, running bases, stoop ball. Before my game that night, I was in full uniform by 8 in the morning. 8 in the morning. And I mean sometimes plastic cleats. I tell you this because I love baseball. And not just the Yankees. I love baseball. You know that. They are stripping the joy away from baseball. 888-808-1019. BT and Sound on the Fan. Sound is off today. All right, we're inside of our... Enough. Enough of the same garbage every single night. Wait till I get to the Mets. Or instead of our Town Fair Tire studio, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to me. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I mean, I am dead serious. Like, I would sit Cashman down and I would say, what does Michael Fishman do? What does Tim Nehring do? What does Damon Oppen? What do they do? And he would tell me, and I would say, well, and I'm sure he would stand up for them. Because I do think Cash is a stand-up guy. And I think he protects his guys. And then I would say, well, if you believe in them so much, where are the results? Where are they? Man, oh, man. And I know what's going to happen. I think Aaron Judge's elbow is still barking. But I think before it's all said and done, I think Aaron Judge goes on a hot streak. And he probably bangs, 48, 49, 50 home runs. The Yankees look good for 7-8 games. Here we go. Get sucked right back in. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't enjoy a renaissance. Like, of course I would. I'm not into, like, personal pain. I want to enjoy this. But do not miss the mark. The Yankees are broken. They have been broken forever. And the owner, until things change, he's telling us that he tolerates it. All right, let's get to the calls here. 888-808-1019. First up, John in Danbury, Connecticut. What's going on, John? How you doing today, buddy?
Not great, BT. I'll be honest with you, and I think you're spot on. My thought is Hal Steinbrenner is too comfortable in the organization. He has these pieces around him, these people around him that have been with the organization for decades and far too long, in my opinion, and he feels safe and comfortable, and he doesn't want to get rid of these guys. Yep. Because Cashman has been there since he was a kid and brought him up, and that's like family. He might as well be Brian Steinbrenner at this point, and yeah. It's going to be so difficult for them to rip the band-aid off and actually make a move, and that's what needs to happen. Too many people in this organization are too comfortable. There needs to be a sense of uncomfortability. They need to start making moves, and they need to start acting like, hey, my job is on the line here. We are not the New York Yankees of the late 90s and early 2000s anymore. You don't have Derek Jeter. Bernie Williams isn't walking through that door. Yeah. There's no one on this team that has the fighting mentality that we look for. And, like, I love Aaron Judge, but he doesn't have that, like, Kobe Bryant, Derek Jeter dog in him.
Yep.
And I think everyone's relying too much on, well, we're the Yankees. We'll figure it out. We're the Yankees. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
And the last quick thing I'll make, and I'm tired of hearing the word accountability, but that's what it comes down to. And, I don't think Boone is sitting there, crushing, ground balls at Volpe to make sure that he makes these throws. I don't think they're practicing situational base running on these paths to make sure that they get it right. They have a conversation. Boone wants to be loved too much by these guys. Hey, you're good. I'll stand up for you guys. I'm going to go get tossed out of another game. Hopefully that fires you up. I'll say a couple of nice things about you guys to the media. Mm. And that's it. And there's no accountability. And this mindset spreads like a fungus throughout the organization.
It really has.
And this organization is sick. And something needs to change. And it's got to be drafted.
John, it's a good call. I mean, listen, I'm not pulling this stuff out of thin air. This is not let's get on the radio after one bad weekend of Yankee baseball and take a blowtorch to the most prominent sports franchise in North America. No, this is just the slow. And I'll be honest, at first it wasn't fully easy to identify, but now it went from the slow to what appears to be permanent until there's an overhaul with who's employed, just a systematic implosion of the Yankees. Now, here's where I'm going to be fair to them. I know they're putting work in. I just think they're doing the wrong work. I really do. I think they focus on the wrong stuff. Think about the two teams that we watched, and I watched every pitch of the Mets game yesterday. obviously with the Yankees, recording, right? And the way the Brewers play, first of all, it's incredibly impressive. And I'll get to the Mets, who have a world of issues as well. All right? Mets are flying under the radar a bit here. Not today, they won't. So the Brewers team, just the way they look and they play and they gel, I mean, that is a baseball team. And then you watch the Astros and the way they gel and just their approach, and that is a baseball team. You watch the Yankees. Do you ever see that? You watch the Mets. Do you see that? No, you don't. You don't. And the last caller brought this up. I got to be honest. I totally agree. And he used the word dog. Yankees got no dogs. Yankees got no pit bulls. Yankees got no rots. Yankees got poodles. They got little purse dogs that you stick in your little in your purse. Lap dogs. Cute ones, don't get me wrong. I love dogs. I'm not knocking any size dog. I love them. Cats, different story. Love dogs. Give me a dog with that sees a bone, and it doesn't matter what's in its path. It's going to go for it. It's going to get it. It's going to growl. And if it has to bite you, it's going to bite you. Like the old Yankees. Posada, bite you. Clemens, bite you. Tino, bite you. O'Neill, bite you. They'll all bite you. Pettit, Moe. And then obviously Alex comes later. I'm talking about the early Yankee teams. I mean, even Girardi, during the first two champions, dog. Not saying he was a great player at all. Dog. I mean, these guys are soft. Mike's in Stony Brook, BT and Sound on the Fan. What up, Mike?
Hey, I think we're finally, you know, the problem with Hal is he cares, but he just doesn't care enough. And
yeah,
I think we're finally getting to the point where the fan base is going to demand change. You know, you were going around you know, first base, third base. How about we haven't developed our own ace since Andy Pettit, which was 30 years ago, 1995, was his rookie year. That's insane with all the resources we have to scour the world for talent.
Yeah.
No one's done less with more than Brian Cashman. I know he's got those championships, but that was six teams. Yes,
He added pieces.
But on his own, he's done one championship in a quarter century.
See, one thing, Mike, one thing that I always say about Cashman, and some Yankee fans don't even want to hear this, but if you don't at least acknowledge this, I think you're being unfair because it's now a misrepresentation of what actually occurred. Brian Cashman's a Hall of Fame GM. He is. Problem is, instead of selling out the Garden, it's a bit of a lounge act at this point. You know, it's not. It doesn't have the same fastball. It just doesn't. It's insane how ill-prepared all of these young players are. All right, Volpe called up to the majors, not ready. Dominguez called, not ready. You know, I mean, Spencer Jones was ready, didn't even call him up. Now he's back in the minors, then he's doing nothing. What a surprise. Rides this massive hot streak. They don't give him a look when Judge gets hurt, and now he's back, and he's in a little bit of a funk. Stunning. None of these guys know how to play the game. Austin Wells hitting two bills, man. With that swing... Come on. With that swing, it's just almost unwatchable. Like, if I didn't love baseball, I don't think I'd watch these guys play at all. The deterioration of the Yankees is, you cannot ignore it. You just can't. I don't care what level of homerism you have as a fan. Doesn't feel right. Doesn't look right. Doesn't taste right. Doesn't smell right. Because it's not. All right. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So, back to the Yankee calls. Obviously, you guys are revved up. Just brutal stuff. Hey, Mets. I mean, the Mets are a disaster right now. I'll get to them as well on the Fan. All right, 1027, back on the Fan. It's BT and Sal here. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. 888-808-1019. So, here is where we are at, and it is a very unenviable position. But both the Yankees and the Mets are officially bad at more things than they are good at. You just think about it. I don't know how you really contest that statement. Is the Mets starting pitching good? No. Is the Yankees? No. The Mets have a good defense? Did you watch them this weekend? The answer is no. Do the Yankees? No. I mean, do the Yankees have a 1-9 well-rounded lineup? Not even close. Do the Mets? No, it's worse. I think the better conversation is, what the hell does either team do well? Yankees hit home runs, and, you know, the Mets had a blistering month of Soto, and, it's really, really, really dark. I want to keep it to the Yankees to start, though. Obviously, the Mets have a lot of issues that were put on full display against the Brewers team that just ran circles around them all weekend. 888-808-1019 here. But, you know, the target for me, it just can't be Cashman all the time. It just can't be. Because it is old, and it is tired, and it is boring, and it's infuriating. Like, it's everything. And it's obvious. I think most importantly, you know, you want to bang on Boone, go for it. All right, fine. To me, it just goes right to the top, and that is the owner. And yes, he does spend money, and you've got to get some separation there. Like, usually owners get crushed. They're cheap, or they're petulant in terms. Like, when Dolan was running the Knicks into the ground, the complaint never was spending money. It was, you know, just recycling coaches and kind of, you know, getting involved where he shouldn't. Like, that's not Hal. I wish Hal would get involved. I really do. You know, I'm not big into state of the so-and-sos, you know. But I kind of would like to hear from Hal Steinbrenner. How about you send some chin music under your team's, under their neck? You know, let them know. Hey, unacceptable. I mean, if I was Hal, again, I would have done things so differently for years. But if I was Hal now, and he chose, like he has, not to change anything, whether it's Oppenheimer, Fishman, Naring, these are names that you kind of know but don't really. What have they done? I mean, they've been here, some of these people have been here 15 years, which just happens to coincide with the lack of drafting and developing and lack of championships. I don't know. Maybe there's a little commonality there. But, like, at the very least, and I know I have a different personality than Hal, so it's very easy for me to say that being me, but, like, if I was Hal, and even if he does it in his own tone, I'm not telling him to change who he is, you know, how he presents himself verbally. He's, you know, he's just, and what's the word? He's very, I don't know, stiff, very much a gentleman, very much non-confrontational, at least publicly. That's fine. But there's no way you could accept this. You got to at least come out and say, all right, even if you want to lie and you say, I trust Brian Cashman, I trust Boone to fix this, but you have to deliver some edict. Like, I would at the very least say, if this is not turned around and we don't accomplish what we thought we were going to accomplish this year, then changes will be made. Just drop the hammer. What are you waiting for? All right, 888-808. Well, maybe I wouldn't be a good owner. I'd either be great or I'd be horrendous. I don't know. Frank's in Astoria. Frankie, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, BT. Good morning.
Yo.
Yo. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I'm good. What's good? Oh, yeah, we're good.
All right. So just wanted to talk about how everybody wants to throw Aaron Boone and how the Yankees stink, and we're trying to figure out what's wrong with these guys. Nobody has an answer.
I do.
Have we ever thought that maybe that FanDuel in Vegas, I guess something a part of this?
That who's a part of this? I'm sorry.
FanDuel, Vegas, throwing games on
the hell out of here, Frank.
No, you don't think so?
No, man. You don't actually think that, do you?
Thing.
What?
Like Austin Wells is walking off the base.
No, man.
What's happening with these guys?
There's no way. Listen, come on, man. Frank, if this is where we're at, then just pack up shop and it's time to find a new profession. It's time to find a new sport. I mean, what? I can't give that one much thought. Maddie's in Brooklyn. BT and Sound on the Fan. What up, Matt?
How you doing, BT? Good morning.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
So, I listened to you this morning, and you hit it spot on. Like, I lived, breathed baseball as a kid. Loved it. Emulating guys. I'm going to the game tonight with my two boys. We're sick to our stomach because we think, what are we going to see tonight, you know? We used to be excited. So I think there's two fundamental problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all Boone. It's not all Cashman. But they have a part in it. It's organizational, top to bottom. I don't know if it's drafting, but they're not focusing on baseball. And you had that former minor leaguer from their system recently.
Look,
who was talking about what they do in the minors.
Clint,
I forgot his name.
Clint Frazier?
They don't practice fundamentals. They don't practice anything.
Well, you don't know that.
They come up to the majors. They don't know how to run the bases.
Well, okay, Matt. Okay, now we got to be, let's not go nuts here. When you say they don't practice fundamentals, I mean, now, whatever drills they're doing, whatever players they're drafting, whatever standard they're trying to set clearly is not working. I mean, but let's not make it seem like they, you know, they go and they take 7, 8, 10 swings, try to hit home run derby and call it a day. They're just not effective at identifying players at an early age who have that extra, you know, that extra baseball sense, which is a little tough to quantify. Jeez, anybody can have a stopwatch. All right, this guy runs a 3.9 down to first base. He runs a 6.4, 7.60. You know, his average, I'm talking about high school kids, average exit velo is 103. You know, he throws 92 miles per hour from right field. We all know that's the basic stuff. What the Yankees do not seem to have at all is the innate ability to filter through a group of players and find the common denominator that leads to winning. You know, that to me, I don't know how you push back on what I just said. I really don't. Got a lot of guys who look good in the batting cage. Yeah. Fantastic. Where's it getting them? Al is in Keyport. BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Al?
What's that? You're going good today, brother. That's all I can say. You're talking good. what they need is incentives for contracts. I mean, it's like it's been talked about. The union wouldn't let them have it.
No.
But when they're paying all this kind of money, $800 million, they need, like the one guy said, the accountability. They need incentive. If they had incentive contracts, they'd all hit better, they'd run better, they'd think better, they'd do everything better. That's the problem. There's no accountability. Yeah. They need incentive. But the union, I know, they wouldn't go
for it. Yeah, but hold on a second, Al. There's a lot of... Yeah. No, the union, forget it. That's untenable from the union perspective. But there's so many players out there that made a lot of money that are buttoned up fundamentally. Jeter was. A-Rod was.
Yeah, no,
I mean, come on.
Some, it takes a special person, you know? And once they get that money, they got to still keep the incentive up. Some of them, when you give like Dominguez, they had a guy out there that couldn't catch. When did the Yankees ever have a guy in left field that can't catch the ball?
Basically, the last 5 years.
So much money.
Yeah, I know that. But Al, hold on. If you told me like Dominguez, thanks for the call, but Dominguez was X for the first 4 or 5 years of his career, or first 2 years of it. Let's say that he was the Martian, okay? And the Yankees proactively bought out a couple of years of arbitration like a lot of teams do. They very rarely do it, but, you know, let's say they did it here, theoretically, and then he morphed into a completely different player. Not locked in, a little lazy, production dropped off. Well, to me, at least there's a case to be made, whether it's right or wrong, but I can present to you, it seems to be attributable to, or at least as a connection, when, you know, Dominguez made big money, his performance and his engagement dropped off. He's making peanuts. He's making peanuts. Not making any money? No. And by the way, there's a lot of teams out there. Now, the Yankees have a top three payroll, but the Dodgers, I mean, Freddie Freeman is a, I know, he's getting a little bit older, but Freddie Freeman is a locked-in player every night. Righties, lefties, you know, left field, right field in terms of hitting approach. He's a man. He's phenomenal. I know Mookie Betts has had a crazy season for a lot of different reasons, but Mookie Betts, stud, champion, locked in. You watch him in the World Series against the Yankees, taking the extra base, just the way he played defensively in right field. I mean, Correa. I mean, all these guys make big money. You put Correa back in a winning environment, it's hitting .415 since he got back to the Astros. Altuve. Like, there are so many. It's unfair to just make a direct connection. You make money, you don't play as hard. I mean, Jalen Brunson now Jalen Brunson left money on the table because he's a great teammate. Jalen Brunson plays his ass off. Jordan at one point was making $30 million a year, which was unheard of. Played his ass off. Ewing played his ass off. And it's not just because it's a new generation of players. Watch the Brewers play. I'll get to the Mets coming up as well. Like the way they run, the way they anticipate, the way they battle. It's really, now it's not only a Yankee issue, because there's other teams in baseball that struggle with these things, but there's a lot of teams spending $150 million less than the Yankees are that are just superior fundamentally. And it's not even close.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
BT and Sal here. Sal is off. Back tomorrow. 888-808-1019. We'll do some football later. Get to the Mets in a bit. It's like everywhere you look, and a lot of these stats apply to the Mets as well, but I want to separate the two before both are in the air and both fan bases are going nuts, which I fully expect. Like, Mets fans, if you are not livid and distraught, I don't know what to tell you. But I feel like every single time I see a Yankees stat, It's one of the most wretched stats that you can imagine. I just saw something during the break on MLB Network. Since July 1st, the Yankees have the third worst ERA in baseball, 5.91. And then preceding that stat, the Yankees had, I saw this real quick, and when I looked up, it kind of changed fast, so I could be off by a slot or two. But they were among the worst five in terms of starting pitchers' innings per game, less than five. Four change. So, and that's a problem that's plaguing the Mets as well. And that is a big issue with the Mets here. But it is. Listen, we've gone through rough patches. The 2000 Yankees that beat the Mets in the World Series, Subway Series, their September was horrendous. And I've heard some of you point to that. The difference is those guys had championship medal. That locker room knew how to win. The manager, it was a self-motivated team full of multi-time champions. I mean, if you want to lean on the flimsy, still a lot of baseball left. Yeah, anything can happen. Yeah, no kidding. Of course, anything can happen. But I think sometimes, really, and it's hard to do, and I've struggled with this with the Jets. I admit it. It is hard to do. But when you really dig down deep, and I mean deep, and you strip away all the crazy layers of fandom. Well, I thought this when I was 8, and when I was 9, and when I was 12, and when I was 15, and this. Just get rid of all that. And look at the Yankees with a clear mind, okay? And 2020 vision. Emotionless. What the hell do you see that gives you any reason to think that this is going to change? Me? I don't see anything to support that. 888-808-1019. Let me get Vinny on Staten Island. BT and Sal on the Fan. Vin, what's cooking, Vinny?
BT, what's going on, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Well, I'm going to Arizona next week, so I'm going to go see some Diamondbacks because I love baseball, too. So cool. I'm going to see that. But,
nice.
Listen, if everybody's talking about Aaron Boone getting fired, if I would fire Aaron Boone, the one guy I would try to hire, and you guys had him on radio 2 years ago, Mark DeRosa. I love watching Mark DeRosa on MLB Central. He's very passionate about the job, about the product and everything.
Yep.
But he said on your radio station he does not want to coach. Okay, so that's the problem with today, I think, with Hal Steinbrenner. He doesn't know what's out there. Like, I don't know who could replace Brian Cashman as good as he's done.
Vinny, at this point, we can.
All right, but let me finish my point. Like, if you're going to, see what the Knicks did, let's go back to the Knicks.
Yeah.
They fired Thibodeau without a plan. So I think what Hal Steinbrenner is trying to do is, let's get a list of who's out there. Like, remember, nobody heard of David Stearns until a guy told Cohen, go get this guy.
That's not okay? True.
I never heard of him.
Well, we all did, though, because we knew he was New York kid. We knew he was a Mets fan, but I got you to an extent. But people knew who Stearns was. That's not a good example.
Like, right now, like right now, honestly, who could replace Boone? Who could replace Cashman?
Okay, well, Vinny, stick with, see, this is what I mean. And I get it that you're in search of a solution. I respect that. Thanks for the call. And have a good trip out west. It's always fun seeing a new stadium, you know? The Boone stuff, like, all right, so let's say Hal drops the hammer today, which he's not. And, you know, you stay internal. What is it going to change? All right, I admit, I would like to see a little more fire from Boone post game. A little bit. I've said that. We've said that to him when we had him on. I know it's a fine line, and I know you got to protect players, and it's a different world, but I think myself that a better balance could be struck by Aaron. But he's not going to do that. So I'm not going to rant and rave about it, all right? What I think his greatest asset is, and I've always said this, is that, number one, I think he knows the game, but number two, he's a stabilizer. And when you're the manager of the Yankees, even more than the manager of the Mets, you've got to be able to quell the noise. As things get more and more frenetic and the energy gets ramped up and WFAN is inflamed with Yankee hate or Yankee confusion, you need somebody. You need a soldier who's going out there, you know, undeterred with a consistent personality. That fits him. That works for them. Well, you know, for the most part, it has. But even if you brought in Billy Martin 2.0, it's not changing anything. See, this is what I mean. This is where I get aggravated. Because then if I were to just keep going with this, now we have the same conversation that we always have. I'm not saying Boone's perfect. It's not the manager. By the time these guys get to him in spring training, when they're supposed to be ready, major league ready, they're not. So is that Oppenheimer? Is that Tim Nehring? I mean, who the hell is it? Is it Cashman? Is it Fishman? It's not Boone on the back fields of Tampa with a bunch of 18-year-olds teaching them how to play baseball. That's not his job. All right? So they're just never major league ready. I mean, that's only one of the issues, though. Sean is down in Orlando. He's got us up on the Free Odyssey app. What's going on, Shawnee?
What's up, BT? How's it going, my brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, man. BT, honestly, I might be all over the place, but I just kind of need to vent with these Yankees real quick.
Go for it.
First off, I want to say is, all right, Rosario just got put on the IL, right?
Yes.
So let's call up a third catcher. We have two DHs, three catchers in our lineup right now.
Yep.
Chancey Jones had a window of a 10-day run. You know what? Just give him a 10-day run, a window. Judge can't throw. Throw the kid out there. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting frustrating because if I hear Boone one more time say it's right in front of us, I'm going to go crazy. Because you know what's right in front of us? It's about to be the Guardians and the Rangers.
Yeah.
Because we're letting – we just let everything, fundamentals. I'm at a birthday party Saturday. You know what I'm watching? I'm watching the Giants preseason on my phone. I'm like, I put on the eighth inning, ground ball to the pitcher. He throws the second. Before he throws it, you already know the throw's going wide because fundamentals, it's killing us. It's like, I don't know. I watch us at bat. We got first and third corners. When's the last time we hit a ball in the gap with runners on base and we get the things moving? I feel like everything is dependent on the home run.
It is.
I almost want Boone to be like, you know what? I'm going to force the situation. We got a man on first in the corner. Let's get the runner on first moving. Let's cause some traction. The other day against Texas, I think it was Dominguez and Volpe on first and second, double steal. Ball goes to the outfield. Dominguez scores. I'm like, try to force the issue now. It's getting to the point where we're so reliant on home runs. Like, when you face an above-average pitcher, you already know before the game, Hunter Brown's pitching, man, we're going to struggle to score tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see them force the issue. That's what I'm like, we're too dependent on the home run, where that's why in the postseason all the time, our bats always fade away. You know what, Boone? Go out swinging. Part of me believes Boone's getting run from the upper management, the line of stuff. It's like, you know what? My job's on the line. I want to go out how I'm going out swinging. I'm going out how I want to manage, how I want to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm like you. I believe Boone is a great baseball mind.
He is.
But if I'm the manager, you know what?
Yep.
Everything's falling on me anyway.
Yeah.
Let me do this how I want to do it.
I'm with you. Yeah, and by the way, and Sean, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you checking in from Florida. I got to take a break. We'll get to the Mets coming up. But think about Sol Lindor smashes mitt in the dugout. All right, obviously very frustrated, not playing well at all. But at least I appreciate that. When was the last time you saw a Yankee do that? I don't think I've seen any reaction other than, You know, and now Judge is just a very composed superstar. All right, some are like that. Some superstars are like that. I mean, I've seen a little, believe it or not, the one guy who shows a little flicker of emotion is Volpe. I have seen Volpe spike a helmet here and there. You can see he's wearing it. You know, and McMahon just got here, but he's very even keeled. Jazz looks like, I mean, he's just chilling. He does great, does poorly, whatever. He's cool. I mean, Grisham looks like he's on the beach, even though he's playing well, but you don't see him get fired up at all. Bellinger's very emotionally steady, and a hell of a player. I mean, but you just don't see nobody. Goldschmidt, even keeled. I think Ben Rice, maybe here and there, but Yanks don't have dogs. That's it. I could speak another 40 seconds and say the same thing. They don't have pits. They don't have rots. They got poodles. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. So that's the Yankee mess. Next is the Mets mess.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.